Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by...
This is a very new fragrance for men. Test Cycle. Musky. Earthy. With strong notes of Romano cheese. Test Cycle. It will drive her crazy. A scent that will rest on her mind and her chin. Desicle by the House of Fromunda. A fragrance that'll give you the confidence to go balls to the wall. A scent you will use every day. And when you drain your Desicle dry, she'll be begging for more. Desicle. From the House of Fromunda.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, May 12th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, mail order Russian hacker brides, plus the bionic Trans-Siberian Orchestra, I mean penis, a waterfall of shit, and local man furiously masturbates. All this with your voicemails today on DV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Well, I'd rather have sex with a dildo than your cock anyway.
Shit. Dildo.
Yeah, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a good one for you. You know, for as much as I rag on the TLC network, god damn it if they don't have some compelling television. Well, you know, trash TV. I just heard about a new one. I mean, they've done like four or five seasons of this show. It's called the 90 Day Fiancé. Have you heard about this? It's where hideous messes from the United States try to find love overseas, with the idea of eventually bringing them back to the United States. So you can nab yourself a pretty good-looking person because they're desperately trying to get into the U.S. I mean, there's no way these relationships will ever work out in the long run, right? I mean, okay, let's say you're a good-looking guy. You just happen to live in a third-world country. Most of the women that are over there are disgusting, right? Rotting teeth. They've got diseases. You know, flies are buzzing around their face all the time because the flies think the people have already died. That's how bad of a shape they're in. You're confusing things that feast on corpses. So it's slim pickings over there in third world countries. You know, someone who's considered a 3 here in America is probably a solid 7 in Sudan or in any number of the stands. Afghana, Paki, what have you. It's really a win-win for these people in third or even second world countries. You know, you get a semi, you know, normal looking human being as a partner that you can fuck. And also, you get the hell out of the shithole that you're confined in. However, the reason why I think these relationships won't last is the second, right, these people from Morocco or, you know, wherever, come over and see what America has to offer. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of inbred, disfigured-looking motherfuckers over here, but there's also some extremely beautiful people. And if you're settling with what is considered a 3 here in the United States, after a few years, after you get acclimated, you're going to want to upgrade that model. So this past season on 90 Day Fiancé, we meet Nicole, who lives in Florida, Natch.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
He's a car.
Oh, and of course she has a kid. The catch.
And truck. Thank you.
I can't believe I'm going to Morocco to finally meet my fiancé, Ozan.
Oh, he pronounces his name Ozan. Let me use that in a sentence. As soon as I lay my eyes on this fat bitch, I ain't getting out of here.
I can't wait to just, like, run over to him and to hug him.
Aw, he's, a nice-looking guy.
Oh, my gosh. Me and Asin first started talking online, and we, you know, clicked.
And so, naturally, I asked him to marry me.
Shortly after that, we got engaged. Once I found out about the K-1 visa, it just seemed like the best option, but you actually have to have evidence of a relationship.
Yeah, so the deal is you've got 90 days when you bring someone, I guess, over from a different country. You have 90 days to actually marry them, or then you have to go back.
So tomorrow, I'm going over there for the first time to meet the love of my life.
So she's going to go to Morocco first, I guess.
Are you excited that I'm leaving?
Yeah, I'm really excited and I can't wait.
Remember when I used to do those skank phone calls? I could have totally scored myself one of these type of guys.
Yeah, I totally want to meet you. I want you to be my husband. I'm 14 years old. Is that okay? Is that going to be a problem?
Of course, it's never a problem.
You're my dream woman.
No, yeah, you want this cunt all for yourself? This underage pussy? It's all yours, baby.
All right, so let me fast forward to the part where she's at the airport, her parents are dropping her off.
I can't wait to just, like, see him and, like, have our first kiss. That moment of amazingness.
I think Nicole is very naive. I think she has no idea what she could be getting into.
Yeah. This could go horribly, horribly wrong.
Just wish
you might never see your daughter again. She's gonna be sold into some sort of like sex trade thing. Ozzin's probably just like the middleman. He just gets the bitches to Morocco. I hope he's paid by the pound. Oh my god. Asshole's gonna be rich with this one. Alright, moment of truth time. Nicole has landed in Morocco, and Austin is picking her up.
Can't believe I'm in Morocco.
Not literally, of course. Don't need to give the kid a broken back. 90-day fiancé, more like 90 days in traction. Am I right? Here we go. They're about to meet. I'm so excited. My heart is pounding.
I'm about to meet the love of my life for the first time ever.
Let's hope love is blind. I mean, she's not an ugly person. I'm just being hard on her.
Oh, my gosh.
There they are.
Hello.
He's getting his first glimpse.
I'm ready to
help. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's right.
I'm ready to help.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they FaceTime with each other, right? They video chat, so he's gotten a look at her face. And, you know, her face is chubby, so maybe it's not a huge surprise. Maybe he likes some plump.
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's saying, I can't believe it. Oh, and he says, I love you.
Thank you for doing it. My God, that's really amazing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Can't believe I'm finally here. It feels really different.
God, he's got muscles and chest.
Oh, good to see you, like, finally.
She is going to fuck that thing silly.
I'm tired and I'm hungry.
I know, you're tired.
I got my bag.
Okay, let's go.
She's hungry.
Is there a Chick-fil-A in Morocco?
The first time I saw Nicole, I see that she's pretty and, you know, it's cute.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Finally.
Oh my gosh.
When I see all her body, I was surprised that she's big a little bit.
He wasn't expecting her to be big.
Oh my god.
Hey.
It's my friend.
Oh, hi.
It's Hamza. Yeah, it's my friend Hamza.
It's Nicole. Morocco.
Yeah, it's Nicole. So, yeah. It's my best friend. Nicole, she's good. She's cute.
There's like this hesitation there. Something they don't want to talk about.
I'm happy also because she's very happy with him and
very healthy looking.
They will be happy.
She will not starve here. So the thing with Morocco is this. Public displays of affection are frowned upon. Like, right from their website, like the government website, it says, avoid public displays of affection, particularly outside the main tourist area in near religious places. This girl, though, is starved for, like, physical attention, and she keeps pushing the issue while they're out at a market.
Today, Asim taking me to the market in Marrakesh, and technically we're not supposed to hug or kiss in public.
See, she knows the rules, she said it herself, but she's so fucking cock-hungry and regular-hungry, she keeps pushing the issue.
But that's gonna be really hard for me.
I mean, and they're holding hands, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's comfortable with. Like, that's the most public display of affection, which is fine for me. Pretending that I'm dating him. So yeah, they're at a market, and she sees something that she likes, and I think the guy, Asan, whatever, is going to haggle or, buy it for her.
For napkins.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it?
He's asking how much it is.
in.
She's trying to put her arms around him.
That's cool.
Nah.
Honey, stop.
And he's saying, stop, honey. And then she looks all hurt. And now it's time for the couple's first fight. She's like, I don't know if you can hear that. She's like, hug me. There are people around, but I want you to hug me. Prove that you love me.
Okay, okay, let's go.
Instead, he talks to the guy. He's like, thank you. Because, you know, he's trying to buy something for her, right? And she's like, hug me. Pay attention to me. So she grabs his arm and they walk away.
When I go to hug you, don't tell me no. Yeah. Like, I can understand things, okay, but you cannot just stop me from anything.
I'm like, bitch, we went over this. You are not, there are no public displays of affection in Morocco. And what do? You start hugging me. So no, no hug for you.
I'm not gonna, like, touch you up and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but you can hug me if you want to.
Okay, so I'll hug you.
Yeah, it's okay, so you can.
So don't push me away.
Mm-hmm.
So don't push me
away. I didn't.
I was trying to buy something for you, you needy twat!
I'm the kind of woman who likes, like, physical affirmation.
And Chick-fil-A.
You know, hugs and kisses and even, like, little weird cute things. Mm-hmm. You know, just physical stuff.
Nipple tweaks in public.
It's like reassuring that, you know.
I like to get fingered under my dress in public, you know, while we're on the bus or taking a subway or something.
He does love me and that, you know, he's happy with me. I don't know. It's just like not being able to do those things. It really sucks. Like, it's really upsetting.
Life is hard. So I'm not going to play any more clips from this couple. And if you don't want to be spoiled, please fast forward a few minutes, because I'm going to tell you what happens with Nicole and Ozan. He actually proposes to her. He takes her out to the desert and proposes. He doesn't murder her out in the desert. Could have went either way. She accepts. However, she doesn't like all of the Muslim culture. There's some issues with that, right? She refuses to convert to Islam, because that's apparently what he wanted her to do. And he refuses to convert to Christianity. I mean, like, why? Can't you just do your own thing? Religion should be a personal thing. You know, to get other people to join up. Anyway, their wedding is delayed because Nicole can't afford to bring him over. Apparently, you have to have so much money for these visas or whatever. I think she's like a barista at Starbucks. Also, she meets, while she's over in Morocco, she meets Ozan's family, and they love her. But then it's revealed, and this is like in a separate episode, they follow these couples through, because there's multiple couples. They follow them all throughout multiple episodes, like throughout the whole season. So I didn't watch every single episode. Anyway, come to find out, Nicole, this whale of a bitch, cheats on Ozan. My sweet, sweet Prince Ozan. She cheats on him. Nicole reveals that she cheated on Ozan, something that could end the relationship should his family find out. I wonder if Ozan knows. It's pretty compelling television, I have to say. There is another couple, and I'm just gonna play a short clip, I promise, and then we'll move on. His name is Jorge, and he's from California. I think he's, like, wealthy, and he was on Facebook, found some Russian, right, named Anfisa or something like that, and contacted her, fell in love with her, and they became boyfriend and girlfriend. I think because maybe he sort of flaunted his wealth on Facebook and she realized, oh, I could milk this sorry sap for all he's worth. Before they even meet, though, she's asking for, like, expensive handbags. She wants a $300,000 engagement ring. She wants, like, this super expensive wedding. Like, she's totally, it's so transparent that, you know, she's after his money. Meanwhile, poor Jorge is utterly clueless. He puts his foot down and says no to the handbag. And she does this. Just listen. That's Jorge's phone ringing. She is in his phone as my princess.
I'm trying my hardest to contact my fiance in Russia. My fiance's name is Anfisa. She's beyond gorgeous.
we met on Facebook.
She's like a porcelain doll.
And then we've spent about a month of physical time.
God, she's like some of these photos on Facebook. Is she a model or is she just
together.
A slut?
I was trying to call him Fisa, but it seems like she already went to sleep or she's still mad at me.
Because of the handbag situation.
I'll try her again in a few hours.
Poor guy.
I was supposed to fly to Moscow to bring her back and start our 90 days. But a few days ago, we got into a heated argument because I didn't buy her a $10,000 purse. She stopped returning my calls and she canceled my ticket.
Wow.
She erased my phone.
And she erased his phone. First of all, don't give your goddamn iCloud or Apple ID password to a Russian, of all people. Have you heard about this huge virus or ransomware thing that's like infecting tens of thousands of computers?
I don't get how she knew.
Probably because Jorge gave a random Russian woman his password. That's how it all started.
She has my password. She actually sent me an email saying I canceled your flight. And I can't log into my email.
Oh, he can't log into his email. The password changed.
As of right now, I'm not going to Russia.
Wow, pussy has totally clouded his mind. I mean, I can totally understand. I mean, you should see these pictures of her. I get it. But, like, all right, there's one thing that he wouldn't buy her. And the second he said no to her, she flips out, like, totally wigs out, deletes his phone. Locks his password, won't answer calls.
I'm sure it sounds crazy, but I'm still madly in love with her.
Of course you are. This poor guy.
At the end,
we should hook him up with Nicole.
The day I'll go to the moon for her. I mean, I'll eventually be with her, no matter what.
Maybe he has met her before. There's a picture of her kissing someone. I can't imagine he would have a photo of her kissing someone else on his phone. It was for a job. It was an acting job. All right, so let's find out what happens here. I think he finally gets a hold of her.
If Fisa does come here, she has expensive taste, and there's really not much room for me to mess up on my business. I'm going to have to make a lot of money to keep her happy.
As soon as the sex stops being strange, you know, strange in a good way, exciting, as soon as that calms down, you are immediately going to start getting resentful of the fact that you have to work insane hours to support this cunt's $10,000 purse addiction. Oh, this guy is so dumb. He's calling her again. He's in the park, like a sad old man feeding pigeons. I'm gonna call this woman. Here we go. Oh, connecting.
Hello?
What? What do you want? I'm done with you.
Hi.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Keep in mind, this fight is because he did not purchase her a handbag.
Why are you being quiet? Can you at least respond to me and tell me what's going on?
You ignore me.
You're annoying me, and you ignore me.
I ignore you?
What the f*** is that?
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't call you for a while. You deleted all of my contacts. You reset my phone to factory settings.
Well, could you at least apologize for the way you've been acting?
That's right, you put your foot down. Demand an apology. Finally, he's grown a pair of testicles.
Well, just for what?
Okay, well, there should be quite a list coming here.
There is nothing that I would like to apologize for.
You're over here deleting my phone.
Yeah.
And well, changing the password on my email.
If you have a problem with that, then find a girlfriend.
If you have a problem with that, find a new girlfriend.
Wow.
Well, that one's gotta hurt because, as we know, he can't. He cannot find a single woman to fuck him.
Just like that. You would rather end our relationship over something so small.
Yes.
Wanting the purse, and then you
That's
just
right.
pretty much been having this crazy attitude with me ever since I told you that right now is not the moment. What could I do to fix things?
Buy me the purse. What happened? happened to demanding an apology? Now you're like, what can I do to say I'm sorry? How can I fix this? She says, do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
And then hangs up on him.
She hung up.
Women, right? Can't live with them and can't sledgehammer in their skull. And get away with it, I mean. Unless you have an expensive lawyer. Although, you know, he's rich. That might be an option. $10,000 purse. Or a crack legal team. And no more woman problems. Buy yourself a prostitute whenever you feel lonely. You know what I mean? So let me give you the overview of this couple and Anfisa and Jorge. Guess what? I think they're still together. Jorge, I guess, has a kind of a dicey past. He's a convicted felon. I don't know what type of business he's in now. I'm hoping it's legal. Yeah, so he's a convicted felon. He pleaded guilty to drug trafficking. Meanwhile, the couple, Anfisa and Jorge, they reconcile after that huge fight, right? And she agrees to come to the U.S. So now they need to find a place to move in together. But it's hard for him because of, you know, him being a felon and all. So I guess he ends up living in a hotel. Meanwhile, Anfisa is pissed off because, you know, she's a princess and she deserves better than living in a goddamn hotel. Like a runaway teen or something. She's also mad because Jorge has denied her request for a $10,000 a month allowance. Finally, she pretty much comes right out and says it. She's like, look, I don't find you attractive. I'm primarily interested in you because of your money. But let's face it, you just like me because of my looks. Ooh, it stings, but it's true, huh, Jorge? Meanwhile, she wants a $300,000 wedding ring, and he's like, I can't afford that right now. And she's like, well, if you sell your car, you can. He's like, well, you're crazy, bitch. Finally, he said, you're crazy, bitch. And she's like, fine, I'm going back to Russia. And he's all like, I am not going to stop you, Slutvana. And then the next scene is them getting married in a simple courthouse, according to Wikipedia. Yes, it's a simple courthouse ceremony with the promise that one day they will have an elaborate ceremony. So it's just, and it's got to be an infuriating show, right? Because throughout every episode, you're like, red flag, don't do this, bad idea. And they just go through with it because they're in love. Out of their league in love, if you know what I mean. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. This Sunday is Mother's Day. Get the most important woman in your life something she deserves. A big, fat, black dildo to shove up her twat. And a free sex swing. Picture your mom in that. Relaxing, taking dick after dick. Yeah, what am I talking about? AdamandEve.com, of course. Adam and Eve is home to about 20,000 adult products, not just big fat black dongs. There's a rainbow of dongs.
Somewhere over the rainbow, legs are spread.
Yeah, Adam and Eve has about 20,000 adult products, from sex toys for females. And guys, right? You know, stuff to put on your dick, around your dick, pumps and things, masturbators, I think they're called. Plus, you know, lingerie, sexy costumes, even underwear for guys. And of course, necessities like condoms, lube, adult movies, all that sort of stuff. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart, make sure to use coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. When you do, you'll get 50% off that item, plus, it's true, a free sex swing. It's all going to be sent to you free of charge, no shipping charges is what I'm talking about. Yet another awesome component to that deal, right? 50% off just about any item, the sex swing, free shipping. You can't beat that deal. Go to adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK. Your mother will thank you. Or your wife, or your sister, whoever in your life is a mother, I guess. All right. Oh, and don't forget, if you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. Yesterday we did an exclusive show. Tuesday we did an exclusive show. Been posting videos as well. I guess we posted videos on, what, like Monday and Tuesday? We'll be doing more next week. Check it out. Very inexpensive. Superfreaksideshow.com. Become a true and honorable freak today. This is how I make my living, so if you like the show, support it. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Lee Carter has spoken about what happened after he spent a night with his girlfriend in a hotel last month. The 49-year-old spent 40 years trapped in the wrong body and said sex with his 60,000-pound male body was amazing. What the hell am I talking about? Well, a transgender man has been fitted with a bionic penis, and finally he lost his virginity 4 years after that operation. Oh, now it's all starting to make sense, right? His bionic penis was built using skin from his arm and features a pump inside a silicone testicle to make him erect. He said, "I waited a long time, but it was worth it. It was incredible, and we both enjoyed it so much. We didn't stop all night, but could he feel anything? It's a bionic penis. I guess he has nothing to go on because he used to be, he used to be a woman. And if he, applied a strap-on and fucked another woman that way, he wouldn't feel anything. I don't know. Let's read on. Maybe there's some explanation. Yeah, we didn't stop all night," he said, "and then we started again in the morning." Lee believes living as a woman called Lisa for most of his life would make him a good lover, and his now partner... Wait, what? Lee believes living as a woman called Lisa for most of his life would make him a good lover... Oh, I see. Okay, because women are better lovers. They know a woman knows where to touch and press and enter. And now his partner, Leanne, agrees. She said, we were both a bit nervous, but it was wonderful, and I couldn't be happier. The couple met after separated mother of two Leanne contacted Lee. Oh, wait, so Leanne isn't Lee. What the fuck? What was his name before? This is all too hard. Like, I would understand if when he was a woman, he was called Leanne and now he's Lee. That's clever, right? But Lee used to be Lisa. Oh, okay, that kind of makes sense. Lisa. Lee. All right. The couple met after a separated mother of two, Leanne, 36, contacted Lee, having read about him in the press. She contacted him via Facebook to say she read his story and purchased his book called Living with Lisa, which detailed his transition from female to male, and the pair began chatting. Lee said, "We both felt a real strong connection to each other. I knew she was the one, and she felt the same." It appears that trannies are totally in demand right now, because Lee previously had to turn down offers for sex, because, he wanted to meet the right woman to lose his male virginity to. He knew Leanne was that woman. He said, "It just felt right. I had to see her. When I called her, I told her where I was, and she came straight over. His bionic penis, which was fitted in 2012, completing his gender surgery, is operated by a pump, like I mentioned. Lee said, "I was nervous, but a few beers definitely helped. I knew everything worked, but it was just because it was the first time with a woman. I couldn't believe it was finally happening, and I was losing my virginity to a man." Oh, as a man? Sorry, I'm getting confused again. "But more importantly, with someone whom I care deeply about." Oh, isn't that adorable? "You still talk like a woman. What I want is some deets on this fake penis. I want to know what it does, if it's connected somehow to your clit. Or, like, did they stretch out your clit over your penis skin? Like, I don't know how they do it. How is there any feeling there? All I know is it took him 3 years to transition and 5 operations. And I'm looking at him, and I don't know. I guess he looks like a guy, right? The cheeks and the lips, the mouth. I don't know, seems feminine. But good for you. You got that bionic cock. Wah, 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 wah." Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Portland, Oregon. Portland police say they've arrested a man for allegedly masturbating vigorously outside of a nonprofit. There are a lot of nonprofits in Portland. Someone called 911 on May 3rd reporting that they saw a man exposing himself outside New Avenues for Youth on Southwest 9th Avenue. When officers responded, several witnesses pointed out the suspect, whose erect penis was exposed to the public while he masturbated vigorously. They say that like it's a bad thing. I'd much rather see someone vigorously masturbating than someone who's lackadaisical when it comes to masturbating, just lazily jerking their cock off in public. This man is determined and focused. He's not some sort of Sunday masturbator. All right, when an officer asked him why he was doing that in public, the man said he was on meth, points for being truthful. He wanted to go back to prison, and he said he fucking hates Portland. Which is a sentiment all of my friends who ever lived in Portland share with this man. Portland is great, like, the first couple months you live there, and then it's disgusting. Everything smells like patchouli and old, musty, homeless piss. It's always gray and everything's weird. All right, Terry Lee Anderson was arrested on felony charges of public indecency. Final story we have for you today. A broken sewer line sent raw sewage flowing out of the basement toilet and bathtub this week in Aberdeen, New Jersey. Owner Eloise Smart Lodeholt described a river of feces flowing nonstop through the basement where she lives in the home. Smart Lodeholt said that when she discovered the messy scene, she found a pair of boots and immediately called for help. That's a weird detail. Like, there's all this sewage, and I also found some boots in here. According to workers nearby, a sewer main cracked, and because her basement is below the level of the pipe, the feces from multiple homes, oh my god, everyone's shit from the neighborhood unloaded into her house. It literally ran back downhill, flowing out of her toilets and her bathtub. Of course, the real reason why I'm reading this story is because I've got some audio here of the homeowner.
I mean, feces is pouring out of the toilet, pouring out of the tub, and like a river. I said, Niagara Falls is coming here?
My lord, this could be a tourist attraction. I could sell tickets to the Niagara Falls of feces here in New Jersey. All right, Smart Lodeholt was trying to get the foul odor to go away on Thursday. The carpeting was ripped out, most of the furniture was outside, and fans were blowing and windows were open. The sewage flow was finally stopped, but it will take a couple of days to repair the sewer main so that she can start to use her own toilet again. Until then, just shit in the pool of feces you got going down in the basement already. Another few turds aren't going to make your house smell any worse. There you go, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I was so annoyed with a former listener now. Apparently he emailed me, and he was upset because his Sideshow membership came up for renewal, right? And for some reason, it didn't renew, and it was canceled, right? Has nothing to do with me, has everything to do with PayPal. Now, typically what happens is someone will message me and be like, hey, you know, for some reason, maybe your credit card expired. The one that you linked with PayPal expired. You know, who knows? Any number of things could happen. It's the internet. It's technical. Things can fuck up. And believe it or not, I don't see any of your payment details. Like, I don't know any of your credit card numbers. Believe me, no one would trust me with that information, right? So I don't really have anything to do with the payments. It goes through PayPal. PayPal contacts my system and bloop, bloop, bloop. It's renewed. So there's nothing I can do. If you are a fucking adult, right? A self-sufficient fucking adult, right? And you see, oh, something didn't go through. PayPal fucked up. It didn't take the money out of my account. I no longer have access to the Sideshow. Wouldn't you just go back on the Sideshow and re-sign up or whatever? That would take the shortest amount of time, wouldn't involve anyone else, wouldn't have to get me involved or PayPal involved or anything, and you'd have access to the show again, right? So apparently he emailed me and I didn't get it, and then he emailed me again just recently and said, wait a second, the best thing is the subject line is, I paid and my feed is gone. But that's not really what happened, right? He paid, yeah, and he had access, and then his membership was over with, or it was supposed to renew, and then it didn't. No, he's not out any money, right? So, but he wants it to seem like he's, you know, out something here. Whatever. He's like, I'm kind of pissed. My Sideshow membership did not renew, and I emailed you, he said twice, but I only got one, because my card is good, but no reply. Guess you don't want my money. Thanks for 10 years. This is a 10-year listener of the show, right? If you can't answer a simple question, then I'm walking. Really, I already have. I have not listened since. You done me wrong, Timmy. Now, I'll be the first person to admit, sometimes I get tons of emails. Sometimes I get, you know, it gets lost or I forget about an email that comes in. I'm only one fucking person, though. I don't have a customer support team here. But really, what could I have done in this case? The only thing that I could email him is be like, oh, you have to pay again, go on your PayPal thing, sign up again at the sideshow, and pay through PayPal. You don't need me to tell you that. Regardless, the point is you don't have an account right now. You haven't paid for the account, you know, for your membership because the renewal didn't happen. So you're not out anything. So yeah, you're going to have to pay again. And I can't take your credit card number myself. I mean, I guess I could, but you could do the same thing. You have access to just as much stuff as I do in that scenario. One of us is going to have to go on to PayPal, you know, and pay the money through, or, you know, you go through superfreaksideshow.com and enter your credit card number or PayPal information. I mean, it's one thing if he was like, look, I paid for it, the payment went through, and I can't access the sideshow. Then that's my problem, because then it's something I have to do on the sideshow site. But when there's no payment, right, the payment hasn't gone through, there's nothing I can do about that. And I just hate the pissy little way he sent that email. You done me wrong. And then he's like, I've walked away. Why email me then? If you're done with the show, why email me about it? So I didn't even help him. I just replied, okay, sorry about, you know, sorry you're no longer a listener. Goodbye. If you would have emailed, look, I'm pissed. I need help. Then I would have helped him. But he's like, I'm done. I'm done with you. I haven't listened since. Well, okay, fuck you. At that point, it's over with, right? And I, like, even if it was like he had like the old membership price, which could have been a factor, I would have totally helped him, so he wouldn't have to pay the regular price of it. Well, whatever. All right, just a bunch of, he's a baby,
hey.
And he wanted attention, and he's a little cunt, a little whiny bitchy cunt. If you would need something from me, just email, and if I don't reply, just email me again and again. Just send that same email until I fucking see it. You know, I'll see. You know, it's not like I'm that horrible replying to emails. Just sometimes they get lost in the shuffle.
Hey, Timmy Lewis, Richard Claypool here in Baltimore. Oh, shit. I just said my fucking last name. Oh, who gives a fuck? Anyway,
You're a long-time listener, too, huh? I think you're a sideshow member.
Guess what comment on Monday's podcast?
Uh-oh.
You were...
an asshole?
...discussing... anal.
Was that discussing or disgusting?
Discussing.
Both are probably applicable.
Anal fisting.
Yep, see what I mean?
I am totally blind.
Oh.
And...
was it vivid enough? Was my description vivid?
I have to tell you, my friend, your description almost made me see. it's kind of like if, you know,
I can make blind people see. Do you understand how powerful I am?
If God, you know, bang you upside the head and all of a sudden...
Tell all your blind friends about DV.
Fucking made you see. Christ, what a bad image.
Oh.
You know what? I think I may have said this before on your show, but thank God I'm blind.
Yeah, really.
My ex-girlfriend loved, after we broke up, to tell me, fucking slut, about the things she did, and she was proud of being fisted in her fucking cunt.
Really?
Well...
so when you were fucking her, did it feel any different? Was it cavernous in there, or was it tight?
Is that really something to be proud of?
And she waited until, like, what, so your ex-girlfriend broke up with you and then told you that she likes to be fisted? So was she being fisted the whole time, like, while, was she, like, cheating on you, getting fisted? Or was it just something she's into, you know, with
my
other guys?
My fiancé has a nice, wet tight cunt.
Oh, okay.
Right? I think, at least I hope.
Reading between the lines here, his ex-girlfriend had a loose...
Oh, that's what most men want. Although... there are men who are just fucked up and have weird...
Work. I bet you there are guys who like, you know, just blown out twats. Thank you for the email. I appreciate that.
Hey,
the voicemail.
Ben, this is Rabbi Nickel. Not sure if you heard, but Thursday Lane was on Howard Stern the other day.
Yeah, I heard.
It was the same usual bullshit he always does.
Yeah.
But, just thought you'd want to know that he's...
been there, done that. I tried to listen. I heard some of it. Apparently, Howard's trying to get him hook him up with a guy or something, or porn company that might be into helping him or putting him into fart porn. I mean, if anyone can do it, it's Howard. I mean, he's got a huge listenership, right?
Hey, Jim, yet another furry listener here. Sorry for the audio quality. I'm in the car, but I just want to say I really like the idea of doing an average of 5 shows a week of the 15 to 20 minute just the news stories, and then having one longer exclusive show just for the freaks. That's, you know, an hour long of special content. I think that format makes a lot of sense. It'd be better for shorter commutes for me personally.
Yeah.
And they also get a good amount of gate of, if you are a non-paying listener, you get just the Disturb You show. But if you want the awesome clips, you want the awesome insensitive reenactments, well, then you got to pay up and be a freak.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, you know, I haven't done an insensitive reenactment in a few months, huh? I'll have to look into that. Do that again.
Freaks and Sydney's Boo. I have a question. I love your show. I'm a fan.
But?
Fanatic.
But?
Skateboarding. I'd like to ask you about skateboarding. What are your positions on Mongo pushing?
Excuse me?
If you're not familiar with Mongo pushing, you can stand on a skateboard either way. You know, left or right. They call it California. Regular, it doesn't matter. Goofy, doesn't matter.
Is this Spiral Hamfucker throwing his voice?
That's not what the conversation is about. So when you're pushing the skateboard, is your other foot on the board mounted towards the front of the board or the back of the board? If it's at the front of the board,
all I know is whenever I'm on a skateboard, my ass is on the ground.
Okay. But if your foot's towards the back of the board when you push, that's referred to as Mongo.
Well, I definitely like the term, so I guess I'm for Mongoing.
It's akin to leprosy.
Oh. Mongo, so I can't, is Mongo a good thing or bad thing, according to skateboarders? I'm very confused. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God,
it's in the... Oh, God. Feces is pouring out of the toilet.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll try to do another video or two this weekend. Post it for... maybe one of them will be for our Patreon listeners. One for Sideshow Freaks. One for everyone. I'll just be doing videos all weekend. I don't know. They'll pop up somewhere. I'll tweet about it. But I'll see you back on Monday to do this all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
Where are my babies? 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 Where are my babies?